Friday morning. It's time for Inside the Numbers right here on the Morning Blitz. And for that, of course, we bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports based out in Las Vegas. Mike, interesting week last week in college football. Now we're set for the conference championship games. Got to ask you right up front, how did Vegas take that Auburn-Alabama game?
It went well for most of the casino books. Of course, we had Auburn. We talked about that last week's show. Of course, the game did not go how I expected it to go as far as the pace of the game. But Auburn did get the cover, and the Vegas casinos needed Auburn to cover as well.
Let's get right into the game that's going to be played tonight, the Pac-12 championship game. Utah, number 5, Oregon, number 13. Mike, this is a game that, the way I look at it is that if LSU wins, that knocks Georgia out. Utah wins, they've got to be in. Does Vegas see it that way?
Well, Vegas is a little bit mixed. You're talking about power ratings?
Yes.
Power ratings, Oklahoma is slightly ahead of Utah. On a neutral field, Oklahoma may be a pick or a one-point favorite. I feel Utah is the better team. A lot of other handicappers agree with that. As far as the odds to get in the playoff, if Oklahoma were to win and Utah were to win, Oklahoma is going to be a slight favorite to get in, and I disagree with that. And I've been saying for 6 weeks that Utah is a better team than Oregon. And Oregon was the argument before. But now, of course, the Utes are having to lay 6.5 tonight, which is a bummer. Because I'm still playing Utah, okay? But I like Utah. They're a better team. They have a defense. We've seen Oklahoma get in these big games, and they can't stop anyone.
And speaking of that, this game, of course, everyone wants to talk about Justin Herbert, the great quarterback at Oregon, and Tyler Huntley, a great field general at Utah. But to me, this game comes down to Utah's defense.
I agree. And look, the weather's going to play a big factor. There's an 80% chance of rain. You've got that low sitting out there that's supposed to bring rain bands throughout the game. I think that plays into Utah's favor. But actually, I would rather it be played in normal conditions, because I feel like Utah, if they play in normal conditions, then crazy things, you know, wet footballs and a punter dropping a snap, those type things are less likely to happen. But the weather will be a factor tonight. So if you're going to play this game, keep an eye on that.
All right, Mike, let's go ahead and just take into the fact that Utah is not getting the respect that they need. In my opinion, I think, again, you look at their loss, it was in the Coliseum, where they've never won, if memory serves me correct, against a USC team that, again, was pretty dang good at that point. You talk about the injury bug, and we can't get into this, but the Trojans were bit by the injury bug all year. They're by far the best 8-4 team in the country, and we hear that all the time. But that was the lone loss at Utah, and they were depleted into that game. Again, I look at this game as if Utah can win, LSU wins. Man, Utah's got to be in the playoffs, and especially playing in not so great conditions, you know, that really probably doesn't favor the Utes, does it?
No, like I said, I think they could be more impressive if it's not raining. And the chance of rain has dropped from 90 to 70 or so. But and I really hope the rain holds off and we're able to see these teams at full strength under normal conditions. You talked about Utah going to the Coliseum. Of course, Moss was hurt. Tyler Huntley wasn't 100%. But also, USC's quarterback got knocked out of the game. So the argument for Oklahoma, they bring that up. But listen, Utah has a defense. Their offense is underrated. Just look at they've been beating teams by 5 touchdowns every week. And I know the bottom of the Pac-12 is down. It's not very strong. But the bottom of the Big 12 is also very weak.
And a few weeks ago, we were looking at this game as a play-in game between Oregon and Utah. But with the Oregon loss at Arizona State, as you always talk about, the pressure of November, Oregon, all they can do is play spoiler here.
That's right. You know, all the pressure's on Utah. I think the win gives them a great chance to get in. I think they certainly should get in with a win here. And, you know, Oregon's 10-2. And when they went to the desert and lost that game, I think a lot of the starch went out of that team because they played Oregon State, who they normally dominate, and barely got by.